Welcome back to Newsy's Latest Headlines. I'm Johanna Grenaway here with a look at some of the top stories we're tracking right now. Derek Chauvin has filed a motion for a new trial. The former Minneapolis police officer was convicted last month of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. In a filing on Tuesday, his defense attorney, Eric Nelson, said the location and pretrial publicity, as well as jury intimidation or potential fear of retribution, made a fair trial impossible. He has asked the court for more time to fully investigate. Now, presiding Judge Peter Cahill has already denied several requests for a new trial, and the Minnesota Attorney General's office said the state will vigorously oppose the arguments. Meanwhile, President Biden has set a new national vaccination goal. He wants to deliver at least one shot to 70% of adults by the 4th of July. That's about 181 million people. The president also wants to ensure 160 million Americans are fully vaccinated by that time. More than 56% of American adults have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and nearly 105 million are fully vaccinated so far. But demand for vaccines has dropped off. President Biden has called for states to make vaccines available on a walk-in basis, and he announced a new website, vaccines.gov, to help people find providers nearby.
In the next 2 months, our focus is going to be on three groups: kids between 12 and 15 who are awaiting potential FDA authorization to get a shot, two, adults who have had trouble locating a place to get a shot or who just haven't gotten around to it, and three, those who need more convincing, being convinced of the necessity of getting the vaccine.
And internationally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu missed a midnight deadline Tuesday to form a new governing coalition. His party could be pushed into the opposition for the first time in 12 years. On Wednesday, Israel's president will reach out to the parliament's 13 parties to discuss next steps. They have a few options. The president could give one of Netanyahu's opponents a chance to form a coalition, or he could ask the parliament to choose one of its own members as prime minister. If those don't work, the country could be forced into another election this fall, its fifth in just over 2 years. Thanks for watching, Newsy. We'll be back with more headlines soon, but stick around right here for other top stories coming your way.